as we reach the midpoint of May today at noon. And our No Mo May advisor and encourager is, unofficially at least, Dr. Jason Kahn's on the line for best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of No Mo May, it's getting a challenge out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of my neighbors have mowed their lawns.
Yeah.
And mine is getting long enough to bale pretty quick. So Alex gave me encouragement yesterday and was like, just keep holding on. You can make it. And our friend Cody had said he's participating in No Mo May. So I'm really trying. I'm trying out there.
I think we are unofficially here at the station because the grass hasn't been cut here either. here's the counseling thing is that, you know, there's the front lawn, the back lawn. Our neighbors,
right.
it's kind of a rental property, and so they cut the grass, and it goes up to a certain edge, whatever, just a short little strip or so. And I may cut that just to keep it, you know, somewhat consistent there. But, I mean, that's
sure.
just like one strip. But basically, yeah, the backyard looks pretty messy, but it's the backyard. And
yeah.
The front we can survive. But for those, see, here's the deal. I'm trying to turn to you for encouragement to stay strong. And you're telling me.
Stay strong.
Yeah.
You bet. But I understand the challenge with it. So
well, yeah, and I think you see those other lawns, and wow, they look really nice. I mean,
right,
mine would look
right.
better if I cut it too.
Yeah, yeah. Right, for sure.
Uh-huh.
I feel that. You know, and then I was thinking yesterday as I was watching my dogs play in the backyard that, you know, once I start when I stop seeing them playing in the lawn, it's probably time to cut it.
So, yeah.
When it gets too tall, so
it is. It has a similarity to like seeing your own hair grow, right? I mean, your own hair or your son's hair, and you go, "It's time for a haircut."
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, you just mentioned my hair growing. Yeah, that doesn't normally happen a whole lot.
What was the story with your hair? Like, how soon in your 20s did you go bald?
You know, so I probably my mid 20s. I was getting my hair cut one time at. The beautician hair cutter turned the chair around and I said, "Stop." And she said, "What's the matter, sir?" And I said, "What is that?"
Yeah.
And she said, "What's wrong, sir?" And I said, "I'm going bald." And
yeah.
she said, "It happens to the best of people, sir." So,
yeah.
So I just went early 30s, just took it all down, and I haven't had hair since then.
So is your favorite TV detective Kojak?
You know, Kojak was great.
Uh-huh.
And maybe because of the hair.
Telly Savalas, yeah, he was bald.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah.
We've got
to... Yeah.
Well, you're used to it now. You're used to it, right? So,
right, I am for sure.
There are advantages to save on haircut bills.
Yes, absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Much cheaper.
And we've got James 5, 13 through 15 today.
Yeah, so it says, "Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven."
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, you tackle it this way, James 5, 13 through 15. "Talk with me when you're suffering. Sing songs of praise when you're cheerful. Seek counsel when you're not doing well. If you become sick, tell those who are mature in the faith so that they can pray for you and anoint you with oil in my name. Prayer is powerful. Whatever's going on, I love talking with you. Too many of my children believe that they can only speak with me when they need something fixed, but I simply want to be with them. I already know everything you need, and what you need most is me. I am a gracious, merciful, and forgiving Father, and I cherish your company."
Yeah, for me, I think that notion of company is a big one, right? I mean, it's we think of God as relational, and it's really about spending time with God regardless of what is going on.
Yeah, you know, I've probably mentioned this before, but there's so many different Bibles out there now. I mean, just the translations, and there's, I mean, it seems like even different ministries have their own app, have their own Bible. But when Renovare with Richard Foster came out with theirs, the Spiritual Formation Bible, they talked mm-hmm. about Christianity being the with God life. And I've always thought that was great.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Beautiful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. Hey, we sent people into their day and did in about 5 minutes. Way to go.
Sounds good.
Well, hold strong in terms of the grass until tomorrow.
Very good.
There we go. Thanks. The Wib Wake Up Show, 56 degrees on a Tuesday morning, May 16th.
Well, growing up, I was born in Milwaukee, but spent most of my life in Rice Lake. In our first home, I remember having to learn how to spell our street name. It was Kleisch Road, K-L-E-U-S-C-H. And it took a while for me to learn how to spell Kleisch Road.
Yeah.
And we get to thinking about, hey, there's some odd street names. Now, Kleisch wasn't odd. It was just a little difficult to spell. But there are some very strange ones out there. Silly. Even humorous.
I'm going to speak, too. I know at age 8, we moved from Milwaukee. I think I lived on Carmen, but we moved to Alice Street. And that was always a little bit different. Grew up in a dead end there, ages 8 to 18. I liked that. But, Alice Street, I guess named after the maid on the Brady Bunch. So, anyhow. Okay, let's get into some of the funniest street names in the U.S. Caleb?
How about Booger Hollow Road in Alabama?
That sounds funny. All right. How about in Alaska, there's Yellow Snow Road.
Probably don't want to walk on that one. California, it says ZZYZX Road. Is that supposed to be like sleeping sounds or what?
Zizix, I guess, yeah. In Idaho, Chicken Dinner Road.
Well, that sounds like a place I'd like to visit. Kansas, you can live on Gravy Train Lane.
Sounds nice. In Maine, there's the Up the Road. Where do you live? Up the road.
Yeah, sure. There you go. How about Michigan? Maybe this makes sense. Some of the funniest street names in the U.S., Psychopath. Yes, Psychopath is a real street name in Michigan.
Sounds a little scary to me. I'd rather go to Missouri and hop on over to Kangaroo Court.
Nevada is Freshly Brewed Court, one of their strangest, silliest street names.
Uh-huh. And in Ohio, Seldom Seen Road.
I love this one from Oregon, some of the funniest street names in the U.S. Have It Your Way. Have It Your Way. Have It Your Way.
Is there a Burger King there?
Maybe.
In Rhode Island, there is Leonard Jennard Drive.
There you go. How about Stinking Creek Road in Tennessee? I'm sure realtors just love these.
P.U. to that one. And finally, in Wisconsin, they don't tell us where, but there is a Chicken in the Woods Road.
But does it cross the street? That's what we need to know.
Oh, if you know any funny street names, share them with us. I think it's a little bit different in your hometown of Rice Lake where they have like 3/4 street. You know, I mean, some of these numbered streets, I'm kind of like, what's with that?
Yeah, there's halves and quarters and eighths and stuff. And actually, mathematically, it all works out when you look at how the county is divided. Uh-huh. So that's a fourth is a quarter of a mile between this street and that street. So it actually all does make sense if you're from there.
I just, there's the disclaimer if you're from there.
After 16 years, Mason Crosby's time with the Green Bay Packers appears to be over. The team yesterday removed the kicker's name from the Packers website, and Crosby's wife had taken to Twitter to hint that he will not play in Green Bay this season. Crosby is currently listed as the Packers' top all-time scorer with over 1,900 points. And a great gentleman as well. So if this is farewell, so long and Godspeed, Mason Crosby. It's been an honor to have you as our kicker.
Time for Tuesday Trivia and your chance to win on WWIB.
Yes, indeed. And this morning we are giving away a digital download code for the movie Jesus Revolution. So you can get that for your own home enjoyment on any device. Yes, a digital code. So anywhere throughout the WIP listening area, Western Central Wisconsin, you can call in and win 715-723-2555. And if you do win, we will send that code for Jesus Revolution to download right to you. Let's dive right in, Havo. Again, the phone number 715-723-2555. Our query this morning for Tuesday Trivia. There are over 1,000 varieties of this grown around the world. Over 1,000 varieties of what are grown around the globe. What could it be? 715-723-2555.
Again, I would want to say, just in terms of the prize, you and I have both seen this not once but twice. It's a very good movie, so you're going to love having the digital download to Jesus Revolution.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from people all over Western and Central Wisconsin. Remember, if you haven't won anything from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call 715-723-2555. Over 1,000 varieties of this are grown around the world. What could it be? 715-723-2555. Over 1,000 varieties we've grown around the globe.
Got our first listener. Good morning.
Hello. Mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Oh, good thought. Not mushrooms, but good guess. Call back, please. 715-723-2555. No penalties for wrong answers. You can go ahead and keep guessing until we get this figured out.
Speak up loud and clear. Good morning. You're on the radio.
Yes, bananas.
Bananas. Is it bananas? It is not bananas, though I think there are a ton of bananas, but not specifically what we're looking for.
It might be what you found as an answer if you Googled that. Good morning. It's the Web Wake Up Show.
Yes. Would it be cotton?
Would it be cotton? Over 1,000 varieties of cotton. Not cotton. But again, good guess. 715-723-2555.
Three guesses already. What's yours?
Lettuce.
Lettuce. Let us say that is not what we're looking for, but thank you for trying. Call back, please.
Over 1,000 varieties of this. Wow. I never knew. Good morning.
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn.
Another good guess this
morning.
There are
some really great varieties, but not sweet corn. Over 1,000 varieties of this grown around the globe. What could it be?
You know, all of a sudden he got me getting a hankering for some sweet corn.
Right?
Some buttered, salted sweet corn. Oh, I cannot wait.
So far, incorrect answer is not mushrooms, not bananas, not cotton, not lettuce, not sweet corn.
Good morning, the Web Wake Up Show. What do you believe it is?
I'm gonna take a stab at tomatoes.
Tomatoes or tomatoes? If
I wonder
weird.
How many it is actually.
Not tomatoes. Thank you. Try again. 715-723-2555. Want to give one of you a Jesus Revolution movie digital download code.
Over 1,000 varieties of what is grown around the world?
Is it apples?
Is it apples?
There are a lot of apples.
There are. Not apples. Try again.
Like they're still coming up with new kinds, you know?
Yeah. I mean, some of the blends and stuff, like the right. Snow Sweet that Avenue Orchard has, is incredible.
Good morning. The Web Wake Up Show.
Potatoes.
I already made the tomato joke, so yeah. I'm not going to do it with this one.
But. Potato. Good morning.
Would it be grapes?
Would it be grapes?
John, good try.
Not grapes. Great guesses, everyone, though. Thank you for the participation. We're going to get this. 715-723-2555.
I almost was thinking about when we should maybe get a hint. Good morning.
Wheat.
It reminds me of the game Pit, though. Did you ever play the game Pit
no,
with the little
never.
Bell? Oh, okay. Never mind.
Okay. Hi, what's your
mangoes.
Guess?
Mangoes.
Boy, I got a lot of those in Liberia, I'll tell you.
Not mangoes. Delicious, though.
Over 1,000 varieties of what in the world?
Is it peppers?
Is it peppers?
Hmm.
Man, I'm also thinking about peppers and maybe like skewering some peppers and chicken and making shish kebabs on the grill. That sounds good.
That does sound good.
I'm hungry now. It's not peppers, in case I didn't say.
Good morning. I buzzed it.
What do you think?
Hi, is it trees?
Trees. Oh, sure. Just saying trees in general. Not trees, but good guess. Thank you for trying. 715-723-2555.
Are we going to do a hint?
I don't know.
You want us to move it to 8:15?
Let's do that. I always prefer that.
You always like that. I know you do.
I like making people wait.
All right, one more guess. Good morning.
Is it roses?
Is it roses? Over 1,000 varieties of roses grown around the world? It's not. Thank you. Please try again.
We're going to pick this up at 8:15. Again, the question and the prize is what, Caleb?
We are giving away a Jesus Revolution movie digital download code. So anywhere in the Web listening area, we can just email this right to you, and you can have it on your own device, Apple or Android. And our question is, there are over 1,000 varieties of this grown around the world. We'll pick it up again around 8:15. And for anyone saying, wow, Caleb, you seem kind of gleeful that no one's got this yet.
Uh-huh.
It's just when people can Google our trivia and they get it in like two guesses.
Yeah.
That just irks me.
It's a weekly.
So I just love having a trivia that takes you guys a little longer. I love you. I want you to win. But I like it when it takes a little longer. Thus the glee.
It is our weekly challenge to try to come up with something. And then tomorrow in its own right on Win It Wednesday, another challenge. Now that's a graduation message I can listen to.
There you go.
60 Degrees, WWIB, and it's part two of Tuesday Trivia, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. So we've extended this, elongated it from about 7:45, 715-723-2555, the number to call in a bit, as again, we let you know what our question is, and we're going to give you some of the wrong answers to help you as well. We're trying to give away a digital download code, a movie download on your Apple or Android device, for Jesus Revolution. Yes, you can have that for your very own digitally downloaded. So you're eligible to call anywhere from throughout the Web listening area as long as you haven't won anything from us in the past 30 days. Again, that number 715-723-2555. Here's our question for Tuesday trivia. There are over 1,000 varieties of this grown around the world. So around the globe, over 1,000 varieties of this are grown. What are we talking about? Incorrect answer so far, Havel. Yeah. Not mushrooms, not bananas, not cotton, not lettuce, sweet corn, tomatoes, apples, potatoes, grapes, wheat, mangoes, peppers, trees, and roses. None of those are the answers that we're looking for. It doesn't mean that there might not be 1,000 varieties of them, but not what we are looking
right.
for. We are now ready to take calls.
We are now ready to take calls, so now would be a good time. Whoa, many have been calling already. 723-2555, and again, what can they win?
They can win a Jesus Revolution, the movie Jesus Revolution, a digital download code for your Apple or your Android device.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're the first one to guess in part two. Go ahead on Wib.
Yes, is it bamboo?
Is it bamboo?
Bamboo.
It is not.
Good try, John.
Try again.
723-2555. Hi, what is it?
I'm going to try strawberries.
Is it strawberries? We're getting close to strawberry season.
We are. That's closer than the corn, right? It's going to be ready
not
sooner.
Not strawberries.
Yeah. I was a little quick on the wrong answer buzzer. Anyhow, good morning.
Hi, could it be bamboo?
Could it be bamboo? That was actually just guessed. You can guess again if you'd like.
I have nothing else, actually.
All right. Think about it. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Good morning.
Blueberries.
Not blueberries. 715-723-2555. Jesus Revolution, the movie, a digital download for your very own.
I'm remembering a kid's book called Sal and the Blueberries. Good morning.
Yeah, I know that one. Blueberries for Sal. Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hi, is it nuts?
Is it nuts? You know, that's a very broad answer. It's not what we're looking for, but I mean, I think you kind of eliminate a lot of potential guesses, which is really great. So thank you, but not what we're looking for. Call back. Try again.
Hi, WWIB. More than 1,000 varieties of what?
Is it oranges?
Is it oranges? Not oranges. 715-723-2555. Over 1,000 varieties of this are grown around the globe.
Good morning.
I'm wondering if it's orchids.
Orchids? Like the flowers?
Yeah.
Not orchids, no. Good guess.
Hi, WWIB.
How about garlic?
It is not garlic.
Huh.
We've just gone all over here with guesses, which
flowers
is great.
Flowers and fruit and vegetable and you name it. Good morning.
Good morning. My guess is pumpkins.
Is it pumpkins?
There are...
I don't know how many... from Down to Earth Garden Center grows the giant pumpkins.
Yeah.
That's always really impressive.
Well, I think our friend Brian in Oliva does too, right?
Yeah.
Good morning.
For Jesus Revolution digital download of that wonderful movie, what do you think? Over 1,000 varieties of what grown around the globe?
What's your guess?
Hostas. Not hostas.
All right. Well, how many more are we going to do here?
I don't know. Two, three?
All right. See, I'm always ready to give a clue to you people.
I know,
but
that's the thing. And I'm just like, maybe we should just make them wait a little bit longer. I'll leave it up to you, Hevel.
All right, good morning. What's your guess?
Lilacs.
It is not lilacs.
I love lilacs. This is that time of the year,
Oh, they
too.
Smell so great.
Yeah. All right, good morning, WWIB.
What's your guess?
All right, we lost them. All right, let's try another one. Hi, what's your guess?
My guess is rice.
Rice. Over 1,000 varieties of rice around the world. Not rice. Now, it doesn't mean, again, with some of these incorrect answers, doesn't mean it's not correct. It's just not the specific one we're looking for.
Right. Good morning. The Wib Wake Up Show.
How about beans?
Rice and beans, the last two guesses. Neither correct, but they pair together well.
Couple more. Hi, WWIB.
Is it tulips?
Tulip festivals in Holland, Michigan, I believe, and Pella, Iowa. No, not tulips.
All right, last one before we'll push it off to 8:45 or so. Good morning.
Hi, I'm going to guess roses.
Is it roses?
First time that's been guessed?
No, not roses.
All right,
we
struck out twice this morning.
All right, we are going to get a winner, Lord willing, at 8:45-ish. So wait until we give you the cue to call and then call again, and we want to give someone this Jesus Revolution digital download. But yes, I do kind of enjoy when it just keeps going on and no one's got it yet.
Tuesday Trivia, installment 3, second week in a row. I'm going to pat myself on the back here. Man, it's hard to do in the Google age.
Yeah, we've tried twice so far to give away this Jesus Revolution movie digital download, but have not got a correct answer yet. So we're going to give you the question. We'll tell you the incorrect answer so far, and this time We do plan to get a winner, even if it takes giving hints. 715-723-2555 is the number to call. 715-723-2555 for that Jesus Revolution movie digital download code that we will send to you wherever you might be. Again, as long as you haven't won anything from us in the past 30 days, you can call. There are over 1,000 varieties of this growing around the world.
I thought you were
going to
say there's over 1,000 wrong answers.
Not yet. Over 1,000 varieties of this grown around the globe. What could it be? Incorrect answer so far. Mushrooms, bananas, cotton, lettuce, sweet corn, tomatoes, apples, potatoes, grapes, wheat, mangoes, peppers, trees, roses, bamboos, strawberries, blueberries, nuts, oranges, orchids, garlic, pumpkins, hostas, lilacs, rice, beans, and tulips. Are all incorrect answers that we have received. So now we just need to get the right one. 715-723-2555. Over 1,000 of these grown around the world, or 1,000 varieties of these grown around the world.
All right, 723-2555 for your Jesus Revolution download. Hi, what's your guess?
Grass.
There's good a lot guess, of kinds of really. Grass, but that is not it.
A lot of people like the, whatever, Kentucky blue or certain kinds of, yeah, but not grass.
Uh-huh. Good morning, Whip Wake Up Show.
Good morning. Would it be weeds or flowers?
Hmm. Weeds or flowers. So, I mean, you're knocking a lot of things out there, and yeah. We'll let you say double guess there, and both of them are incorrect. Not weeds nor is it flowers. But that actually eliminates a lot of other things for folks. So
it does. Nuts and weeds and flowers. They say everything from soup to nuts, and that person said enough. Wow. All right, we better give a hint.
All right, so I think the last guess does help because, again, it knocks out all the flowers. But our first hint was... this is something edible.
Yeah.
This is something edible. So again,
I would
plants,
dare say
trees,
almost
shrubs,
every listener has eaten this before.
I think so. Over 1,000 varieties of this grown around the world. It is edible. I'm guessing it would be placed on a table with some of the things that were guessed earlier as well.
And at this point, it's going to be not only winning the Jesus Revolution CD, but knowing you're the person who solved it is going to be very satisfying. Good
Indeed.
Morning. What's your guess?
Hi, is it onions?
Is it onions?
Onions.
Not onions.
No.
Call back. Try again. 715-723-2555.
I'm going to give another hint. This would not make you cry when you cut it. Good morning. The Whip Wake Up Show.
Well, carrots don't make me cry. Is it carrots?
Is it carrots? Not carrots. Call back. Try again.
Hi, WWIB.
Would it be rhubarb?
Would it be rhubarb?
That's a good guess.
You
eat rhubarb, right? I just had some rhubarb pie the other night. Very
Cooper
good.
Loves eating rhubarb plain right out of mom and dad's garden.
My mother-in-law made a rhubarb pie and then a rhubarb and apple both. Had to try a little bit of both, Caleb.
Might as well.
Good morning, the Whip Wake Up Show. What's your guess?
Pickles and cucumbers.
Not pickles, not cucumbers.
Hi, WWIB.
Watermelon.
Is it watermelon? Oh, it is indeed watermelon.
Who are we talking to? It was who?
This is Vicky the volunteer.
Vicky, we could barely hear you. All right, Vicky, way to go.
Congratulations, Vicky. Yes, over 1,000 varieties. In fact, 1,200 varieties of watermelon grown around the world.
Fantastic.
My son loves watermelon. I guess I'll tell him he's got to try more varieties.
I guess so. Hang on the line, Vicky, and we'll get your email so we can send this Jesus Revolution digital download code right to you.
Congratulations, Vicky. 3 installments of Tuesday Trivia here on WWIB.